USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence, destruction, and indiscriminate killing of civilians by Russian soldiers against its Ukrainian neighbor has entered its 13th day. Ukraine President Zelensky continues to defy Russian aggression and holds firm in the capital of Kyiv.
Here is Kyiv in the evening. I stay here in Kyiv at Bankova Street. I don't hide and I'm not afraid of anyone. I will stay here as long as it's necessary to win in our patriotic war.
President Biden has come under growing pressure from Congress in Ukraine to sanction Russia's oil industry. He's hesitated due to concerns about rising energy prices in America. Now, President Biden will announce Tuesday that the United States will ban all imports of Russian oil, natural gas, and coal in response to Russia's deadly aggression.
I want us to send our love and hope to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
Dolly Parton at the CMA Awards last night in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
The tornado that hit Iowa over the weekend was a big one.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that tore through an Iowa town and killed at least six people was an EF4. The National Weather Service saying the tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. stocks slid nearly 800 points Monday to close in a correction as surging oil prices deepened concerns about inflation and economic growth. The surge in the price of oil past $130 a barrel Monday was triggered by the possibility the United States might bar crude imports from Russia. Oil prices steadied later in the day, but this morning, moderately higher prices are being seen. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
In the last 30 days, gasoline has jumped in price faster than it has ever jumped higher before at 57 cents. As Russia continues its war across Ukraine, the Biden administration continues to put $75 million a day into Russia's pocket in the form of oil purchases. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax is outraged.
You know, several things. This administration has been reactionary rather than preemptive during this entire process. We actually had a briefing of actually 5 weeks ago to talk about the crisis before it happens. And Secretary Blinken said, well, we'll do this if this happens. We'll do this if this happens. And the Republican monologue at that time is, why don't we do it before to help prevent some of these things? But what we're seeing, we really began this crisis the first day of Biden's presidency when he went over and cut out American independence of oil production. He shut down our pipeline. He stopped so much of our drilling on federal lands. And he, in essence, has enabled Vladimir Putin to do what he is doing today. He fed a war machine to the tune of, you know, $75 million. And then with what happened in Afghanistan, you know, that further emboldened Putin turned to his generals and said, look at how weak America is. Pull that invasion plan off the shelf and let's get going.
Queen Elizabeth II held an audience with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday in her first-person engagement since recovering from COVID-19. In all, the Queen has visited Canada more than 20 times over the years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.